This hour's new sponsor is Bad Axe Family Dentistry. Prioritize your dental health with Dr. Bills and Bad Axe Family Dentistry of Bad Axe. Here is the elitist news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting News, RIM. I'm Dina Bird-Reck. And here on County's 52nd Circuit Court, Ryan John Allen Whiskey, 38-year-old, pleaded guilty to charges arising from a February 28th incident in Oliver Township. Here on County Sheriff's Deputy Hunter Tulaski pursued Whiskey, who was wanted on two probation warrants, leading to a 15-mile chase across the county. Despite efforts to stop him, Whiskey evaded capture until deputies arrested him without incident in Bad Axe. Assisted by the Elkton and Bad Axe Police Departments, deputies secured Whiskey's vehicle where they found drug paraphernalia. Subsequent searches by the DTF revealed cocaine and other illicit items. The Huron County Prosecutor's Office charged Whiskey with felony fleeing and eluding, felony cocaine possession, and misdemeanor drug-impaired driving. During Monday's court hearing, Whiskey admitted to failing to stop for Deputy Tulaski and to using cocaine. Sentencing is set for June 10th, with Whiskey remaining in custody. Third-degree felony fleeing and eluding a police officer is punishable by up to 10 years in prison, while drug-impaired driving is a misdemeanor, punishable by up to 93 days in jail and community service. And in a letter circulated on Friday morning, Dr. William Marone, a chief medical examiner for five counties, including Tuscola, issued an urgent bulletin to raise awareness following a concerning surge in suspected drug overdoses. The recent increase in overdoses, totaling six cases over the past 11 days, with two occurring in Tuscola County within the last 24 hours alone, is alarming. This trend, potentially linked to a dangerous batch of fentanyl, underscores the urgent need for proactive measures within our communities. It is imperative to prioritize safety measures, including avoiding drug use and isolation, and utilizing test strips to assess substance potency. The doctor emphasizes the critical importance of seeking immediate treatment for substance abuse and obtaining Narcan, a vital tool in combating opioid overdoses. The letter concludes with a strong call to action, saying, quote, "Let us unite to combat this crisis and safeguard the well-being of our residents." And the St. Clair County's Drug Task Force had a busy week executing multiple search warrants. The warrants resulted in one arrest and four felony drug charges. The task force seized over 15 grams of methamphetamine, 2 grams of fentanyl and crack cocaine, 13 firearms, drug paraphernalia, scales, and packaging material. The task force was assisted by St. Clair County Special Response Team and the United States Border Patrol K-9 in their efforts this week. As a result of those efforts, 25-year-old Connor Poirier of Port Huron was arrested April 17th after the execution of a search warrant on 22nd Street. At the arraignment, Poirier was charged with possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of cocaine, possession of analogs, and maintaining a drug house. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Spring is in the air and smiles are shining brightly. Welcome the season of new beginnings with Bad Axe Family Dentistry, where we're ready to help you achieve the bright, healthy smile you deserve. Say goodbye to the remnants of winter and hello to a fresh start with our expert dental care. From routine cleanings to advanced cosmetic procedures, our friendly team is here to make sure your smile blossoms this spring. Imagine strolling through the park feeling confident and carefree, knowing that your smile is as radiant as the springtime sun. At Bad Axe Family Dentistry, we're committed to helping you achieve your best oral health so you can enjoy every moment of the season. So why wait? Schedule your appointment today and let us help you welcome spring with a smile. Bad Axe Family Dentistry, where brighter days begin. Visit us online at badaxefamilydentistry.com or call 989-269-9704 to schedule your appointment. Bad Axe Family Dentistry is your trusted partner for a healthier, happier smile this spring.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. A Michigan sheriff says a young brother and sister died and several people were injured, some of them seriously, when a vehicle driven by a suspected drunken driver crashed into a child's birthday party at a boat club. Monroe County Sheriff Troy Goodenough says an 8-year-old girl and her 5-year-old brother died at the scene when a 66-year-old woman drove 25 feet into the building at about 3 p.m. on Saturday at the Swan Creek Boat Club in Berlin Township, about 30 miles south of Detroit. Goodenough did not identify the woman driving the vehicle, but said she was taken into custody suspected of operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, causing death. He said she was cooperating with authorities. And the House has passed legislation that would ban TikTok in the United States if the popular social media platform's China-based owner doesn't sell its stake within a year. But don't expect the app to go away anytime soon. House Republicans included TikTok as part of a foreign aid package. It was a priority for President Joe Biden and had broad congressional support for Ukraine and Israel. Adding the TikTok measure meant that it would be fast-tracked after an earlier version had stalled in the Senate. The bill passed on Saturday and now goes to the Senate. Both Democrats and Republicans have voiced national security concerns about the app's owner, the Chinese technology firm ByteDance Ltd. And Ukrainian and Western leaders have welcomed the passing of a desperately needed aid package for Ukraine by the U.S. House of Representatives. The Kremlin warned the passage of the bill would further ruin Ukraine. The House approved $61 billion in aid as Democrats and Republicans band together after months of hard right resistance over renewed American support for repealing Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian president, who had warned that Ukraine would lose the war without U.S. funding, praised American lawmakers for their decision. The Kremlin spokesperson called the approval of aid to Ukraine expected and predictable and warned it would result in the deaths of more Ukrainians. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news, anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's news sponsor is Bad Axe Family Dentistry. Prioritize your dental health with Dr. Bills and Bad Axe Family Dentistry of Bad Axe.